Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. The Thursday edition, the waiting edition. If anybody else out there is Catholic like I am, you're waiting for the smoke to come out of the steeple of St. Peter's, but for the Raiders, which is when they select a new pope, you know, it's white smoke versus black smoke. We're still getting black smoke. We're not getting white smoke yet. So we're waiting for the white smoke from Henderson and from Raiders Way on the new head coach and GM. Scott Colbrands and Mo Moten with you here. Please do us a favor. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio. And a howdy hello to the YouTube audience. Mo, we were talking about before the break that we don't know what's going on with this process, but we did. I've seen some discussions out there of people talking about the differences. Some people talk about how different it is that if they hire Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce, which it appears is the direction the team is going, at least best of our knowledge, then how is that different than the Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler combo? You wrote a piece talking about, hey, if they do this, it might be better to make sure you hire a GM that's much more independent from the coach, meaning they don't have an established relationship. Now, Champ Kelly, Antonio Pierce, their relationship is fairly new, but they came in, had to steady the ship after the disaster that was the McDaniel-Ziegler days. And clearly they have a close relationship. They talked about it at the press conference back in November, and they've continued to be sort of tied at the hip as well. And so talk about in your mind the differences between the pairing, because a lot of people felt, and even Mark Davis said that maybe that wasn't the best idea after he thought about it after the fact, but it appears we're kind of headed that same direction. Talk about the differences and the similarities.
Well, I'd say the similarities are, it's a minor similarity, but it seems as though they're a package deal. So Mark Davis told Tashaun the Athletic that Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce aren't necessarily joined together at the hip. So if he hires one, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to hire the other. But to me, it seems that way. If Kelly's in on these head coaching interviews, it looks like he's going to get the job. And again, as I said in the first segment, if he gets the job, he's likely going to hire Pierce. He's not going to turn around and say, yeah, I'll take Chris Richard over Antonio Pierce. That's not going to happen. he just worked with Antonio Pierce and they turned around a 3-5 team. So
right. There's good feelings there.
It's pretty much a done deal if he gets hired. The difference is here is that that Antonio Pierce and Champ Kelly have actually worked together in those roles. Whereas Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler didn't. When they were in New England, Dave Ziegler was in the front office. He wasn't really the GM. He was making decisions in free agency in the draft, but he wasn't the de facto GM. That was Bill Belichick. And Josh McDaniels was an offensive coordinator. He wasn't a head coach. So in a way, you really don't know. Mark Davis really didn't know how that dynamic would work once you take those guys out of the New England bubble and put them in Las Vegas in different positions and different roles. Whereas with Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce, at least you know how they work together because they did it over the past three months of the season. So there's no guesswork as to how the dynamic would work. So I think the main thing is you want your GM and your head coach to have equal say in how they build the roster. And I think Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce showed that. So that's why I think it's very different from Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, where it was reported that Josh McDaniels just kind of ran over Dave Ziegler and all the decisions when it came to the roster, and Dave Ziegler just kind of sat back and said, it's your show. Whereas in this situation, I think Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce could have a more cohesive work relationship where they both have equal say in how to build that roster.
Right. And I think a great example, and I agree with you 100%. I think it's 100% different than what you had with those guys. Besides the fact that Josh McDaniels was just a weird, and from what everyone says, not my report, but an awful guy, like just not a good guy to be around, and clearly an awful head coach. In this case, different guys, different personalities, and just a different feel to them and the relationship. Like you said, I think a good example of this, Mo, is Jack Jones. You know, it's funny. I see people say, oh, thank God Antonio Pierce brought in Jack Jones. Absolutely. But don't forget, he had to go to Champ Kelly and say, hey, listen, Jack Jones just got cut. Or maybe it was Champ Kelly's. We don't know whose idea it was. Obviously, he's got the history with Antonio Pierce. But that was a good example. I'm guessing, but my assumption is that was a great example of them working together and saying, I know this guy. Yes, he's got problems. You can see the tape and know whether he's talented or not. But if you get him here, I know he can mix with us, and I know I can coach him up and get him to where he needs to be. So that's a good, I think, to me, the Jack Jones acquisition during the season was a huge, huge, massive signing for both the coach and the GM.
Yes, and we don't know. I would assume that Antonio Pierce kind of nudged Champ Kelly on that because he's coached Jack Jones before, so you can kind of connect the dots there. But I think with Champ Kelly also, he Janarius Robinson, I know is not a name that comes up a lot, but he had a pretty decent game, a game or two once the Raiders picked him up. And that's a GM move to sign a player, off the street, out of the free agent pool. So when you look at the dynamic, I wouldn't compare it to Ziegler and McDaniels. And that's aside from the personality. It's just the dynamic of it. You can trust that those two will work together a lot better than what we heard Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels working together, where one person just has all the power and authority, and the other person is just playing backseat driver and just nodding his head.
Yeah,
go do it. Yeah, that's you. All right, go ahead, go do it. I think Champ Kelly, being that he wants to establish himself as a GM, I don't think he's going to sit back and let that opportunity go where he just lets Antonio Pierce just run the show. I think he's going to insert himself.
That's where I think, Dave Ziegler might have ended up being a good general manager, but he was passive to Josh McDaniels, and Josh McDaniels ran over him. I don't see Champ Kelly is a very, I mean, you watch interviews with him. I've studied him a lot as I wrote that piece a couple months ago, and he's a really calm, very cerebral guy, but he's not passive. And so I agree with you there too. I think it's a whole different dynamic there, and these two guys can work, I think, really well together. If that's how it ends up, looks like it's going that way. But like you said, there could end up being a surprise there. But I do think, you start to look at how folks are looking at the situation. There are people who are disappointed with the fact that they haven't talked to anybody, but I do think you're right. It doesn't mean because you hear this big look, it's a time in the NFL. You have the playoffs going on. Outside of the playoffs, remember, even for us in the media, the amount of information and the things that you report on or talk about, I should say, shrink, right? Because you right now you're down to eight teams, right? You'll be to four after the weekend. So the coaching searches and all the things with the teams that are not in the playoffs dominate the news cycle. So you're hearing a lot of these coaches, and I think a lot of people think, well, why haven't they done it? Why haven't they done it? And I think you brought up last segment, Mo, it's a great point that sometimes you wait it out. Okay. And if you're not, if you're interested in somebody and they're a hot candidate and they've gone on four interviews, okay, then maybe your time speeds up. But if you're not, and maybe there's somebody else you're eyeing for an OC position or for something else, you're waiting to establish your coaching staff and announce your head coach until you have those all lined up, right? A lot of teams do that. So they might want to wait to announce Antonio Pierce to say, okay, we're announcing Antonio Pierce as the head coach. And oh, by the way, here's what his new staff is going to look like. I mean, that could be very much in play here.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. And we don't know what back channel discussions Mark Davis is having with Seymour, Tom Brady, anyone else, Ken Herrock, whoever is in his his trust circle, his brain trust. We don't know what those discussions are like. So I'm sure there's an explanation. If they are choosing Antonio Pierce, I'm sure there's an explanation for why the announcement hasn't come down yet. We'll find out eventually. Yeah, the process, people will talk about the process and how the Rays went about it. You know, those reports are going to come out eventually. But I, as I said in the earlier segment, let's wait until the official announcement comes out, and then we'll dissect how the interview process went and what they did in retrospect.
Yeah, no, I agree with that too. And look, you know, you again, if you were somebody who really wants the Raiders to speak to others, even if you like Antonio Pierce, then so far you're disappointed. And I would understand why, but again, Mark Davis, and we've said this since the beginning too, Mo, you and I, look, and even when the Max Crosby stuff came out, maybe Max Crosby knows something we don't, by the way. Maybe it wasn't a risk for him to say that, right?
Maybe.
I mean, he might have been saying that because he knows it's going to be Antonio Pierce. So who knows? But I do think that you have to look at it and say, hey, you know what? It's his decision to make. You might like it. You might not like it. I think most people are going to like it because clearly the support for Antonio Pierce is massive. And the process and how it unfolds, until it's done, you really can't. We can talk about it in the heat of the moment, but until it's done, it's hard to pass full judgment on it. I scratch my head sometimes and think, well, how come you're not interviewing this guy, or how come you're not interviewing that guy? But like you said, we don't know. And I think people have to be ready. I know the word sucks. Patient.
Raiders fans and patience don't go together. It goes together like
oil. I don't think any fans. Yeah.
Patience is not the word people want to hear. But like I said, we may drop this and then 5 minutes after the Raiders make their announcement. That's how things work. It'll be in the middle of my Bleacher Report Live.
Which would be good, though.
Which would be good, because then I could talk about it live on air, instant reaction. But
yeah,
just expect that the Raiders are going to drop their news when you least expect it. Usually when you're busy doing something, you're picking up your kids from school, you're at the gym, whatever you're doing, you're cooking dinner. Then the Raiders will make their big announcement, Champ Kelly, Antonio Pierce. And then by the way, Pierce has his staff already and laid out. Here's his OC. Here's his quarterback's coach. And that could be the case. Who knows?
Yeah. And I would say, though, that I think as much as it made sense at the time, and as much as you and I both agree, again, let's be clear about this. We both agree that this is a completely different. Even if Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce come in together, it's a different dynamic than last time with McDaniels and Ziegler. But if I were the Raiders, and I would have those press conferences separately, let Champ Kelly stand on his own as the general manager, as the chief football executive, if you will, and do it that way, and then have Pierce and give them their day, give them their opportunity to speak about their plans. And I hope they do that. I don't know that they will, but I think that they should. And allow those guys to kind of stand up and tell you what they're going to do and what they're promising Raider Nation is going to happen with this team moving forward.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Scott, but I would guess that they're going to have their press conferences together. I mean, if you look at now, Gruden was a separate situation where Gruden was the star hire and McKenzie was already there. So that's why you probably didn't see those two guys talk together. But with Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, you know, they had their presser together. Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce have worked together. So they're probably going to have their press conference together. Champ Kelly will have his time to talk. Antonio Pierce will have his time to talk. They'll shake hands. They'll smile at the cameras. They'll shake hands with the reporters.
And get your ass to work.
And then before that.
The hard work.
Before that, you got to do the Raider call, and then they'll walk off together. And that Raider call that Antonio Pierce did at the lap before the offseason, he wasn't too happy with the feedback he got from there. So I think he's going to try it again at the press conference and see what kind of reaction
he gets. I don't think he will. I think, as again, he's learning, right? Right. He's got to learn because he's not been a head coach at the level or even the college level. So he's got to learn. I think he's going to learn that the media is not, you know, the media doesn't work for the Raiders. The media is there independently. They're not going to do a Raiders cheer. So I think, you know, and Antonio Pierce is a master politician. He's done an unbelievable job of rallying Raider Nation behind him, behind the team. And that is incredibly admirable. He's not going to get that with the media. So that's the way it goes. But anyway, all right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back here on the Thursday edition, just a few more minutes left, we'll close out the show and talk to you about next time. You're listening to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast with Mo and Scott. We're coming right back.